Hello, my name is Kenny Hertling, and I am the author of this story. For those of you that were at the pitch panel yesterday, I referenced this project in my pitch as a voiceover artist. For those of you just joining now, welcome. I want to make sure that you know this is a project that came through my experience with the Here Now series workshop that was held over the courses of the last month on a few weekends. Now, this podcast series follows a high school student struggling to talk to his crush, trying to pass his history final, and ultimately controlling his power to read and influence the minds of others. You are listening to Don't Mind Me, Episode 1, Knight to Queen 3.
Come on, James, focus! You can do this! It's just a mental strategy. You work with strategies all the time. Strategy is how we took down Westbrook yesterday. Queen to rook 4, checkmate. All right, come on, James. Block the voices out. Why is this happening to me? The voices coming into my head are not as loud as they used to be, but I still can't stop them. I finally figured out how to think in all this nonsense, but they're still here. How am I supposed to go about my day when every time someone walks by, I hear about who is hot? Someone might have left their curler on, or whatever else happens to float in. I know when I'm alone with someone, I can hear their thoughts clearly. But why can't I pinpoint them in a group? And why is no one paying attention in science? I have no idea what this lesson is even about anymore. And the only thing I can hear is Jason over there wondering what the plural of penis is. Ah! I thought I had this more under control. Why can't I keep them out of my head? This isn't fair. All I want to do is live my life, take this stupid history test, and... Why did you do that for? Oh, Veronica. Hey.
Gotta make sure you're awake if we're going to pass this test.
Don't remind me. I've been so focused on the chess tournament and the next D&D session, I almost forgot to study. With us winning regionals yesterday, I barely even looked at the textbook.
Aw, oh, come on, James. History is like your best subject, and Mr. Whittington even offered to write you a recommendation next year for college.
I know, but that doesn't change the fact that I study and only do well because of that. It's not like I have Lucy's photographic memory.
Oh, what I would give to have a photographic memory. I could learn chord progressions, know exactly how to counter when a knight moves to queen 3, and I would ace this final.
Veronica, you're going to do fine. You work relentlessly, and I've never seen you freak out about a test.
Yeah, but this test spans the entire course, and all of those small details get confusing. And
what? Veronica, I've seen you queen a pawn against a candidate master without so much as flinching. This is just a history final.
What is she hiding? I just wish I could make out her thoughts clearly.
And? What are we gonna do after the final? School gets out in a few days, and I'm ready to take my summer adventure to the max. I have a concert trip planned out. What about you?
Oh no, you don't just get to change the subject like that. Besides, you know once the chess tournament is over, my summer will be spent working at the hobby shop and painting figures.
James, you have done that for the last 3 summers. This summer has to be different. We're going to be seniors next year, and who knows what'll happen next summer while we're prepping for college or whatever.
That's right. I have to make this summer count. I just have to know when to ask her out.
Veronica, stop avoiding the question and tell me what's bothering you.
What's bothering me is that we're going to be seniors soon and you don't have any awesome summer plans. That is violating the sacred tradition of adolescence. Be young, be wild, be free. You have to do something other than work this summer. How am I supposed to tell James that I may not make the state championships?
Come on, Veronica. There's no way you're not going to states. Just tell me.
Mr. Blake said if I don't get at least an 85 on this final, then I can't compete in the chess tournament. I've always sucked in history.
Crap, did I do that? Did Veronica choose to tell me that? Or did I make her?
What? No, you have to compete. They can't bench you because of one test.
Mr. Blake said it's a state policy. Any student participating in an extracurricular activity that takes place after school lets out for the term must have at least an 85% in all courses to continue. Something about academics taking precedence and being an overall reflection of the student's ability to compete. What am I going to do if I can't go to states? How am I going to tell my parents? I'm finally captain of a team, a good team, and I might get benched because of a freaking history class.
That's nonsense. You got this. There's no way this test is gonna hold you back.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Anyway, we should get to Mr. Whittington's classroom. He told us to be there by 3:15.
Well, it is about time you two arrived. I told you, you are going to be treated like every other student in my class. The fact that you are able to make up this test due to your extracurricular activities is already testing the limits.
Thanks again, Mr. Whittington. We really appreciate you letting us go to the regional chess match.
Ditto for me, Mr. W.
Miss Sanchez, as I have said before, please use my full last name. I am your instructor, not a companion.
Right. Sorry, Mr. Whittington.
Besides, you owe thanks to Mr. Blake. He insisted that the chess team be given this privilege, as this is the first time in over a decade Madison High has made it this far in any event, let alone the chess state championships. He has faith that you will succeed. Now, before that can happen, we shall first find out how you do on my test. Hopefully, you have not been too distracted with all of your extracurriculars.
No worries here. We got this. Oh, I hope I got this.
Now, you will both get 45 minutes to take this test, just like the rest of your classmates. As you will see, there are 20 multiple choice questions, 5 short answer questions, and 1 essay question. Each question focuses on a major highlight that we discussed this year. There should be no talking during the test. Turn off your phones and ask any questions you may have now. No? Okay. Being that there needs to be administrative oversight, I will be sitting at my desk grading the other students' exams. Miss Sanchez, you are to take the seat over by the window, and Mr. Bryant, you are to take the desk in the middle.
Let's do this.
Let's see how these two do after all the distractions lately.
There's no way we're not going to pass this exam.
I've studied. I know this material. I got this.
That's it, Veronica. Confidence.
All right. Who assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand in 1914? A. Kaiser Wilhelm II. B. Gavrilo Princip. C. John Wilkes Booth. D. Neville Chamberlain. Or E. Benito Mussolini.
You know this, Veronica.
I know this.
Wrong. Right. Right. Come on, William. You can write better than this. Right. Right. Oh, 13 was a tricky one. Maybe I will see how many other students missed this 13 and curve that question.
Oh, that would be awesome if Mr. Whittington curved the scores for questions no one understood.
Yes, I do believe I should. That only seems fair, curving the scores for a question no one understood.
Crap! Did I do that? Did I just cheat?
No, there's no way. He was already thinking that. He would have done that anyways. Oh, who am I kidding? Mr. Whittington would never do that. This is the guy who wrote a study guide on the board that just said, review your notes. Okay, James, think. Wait, no, do not think. Focus on this test. Okay, question 13. When was the Declaration of Independence signed? Okay, James, you know this. Everyone thinks it is July 4th, but that was just the first draft. No one signed anything then. June 11th makes no sense, and September is just too far out. Wait, 50 delegates signed on that first day. 50 is divisible by 10. You have 10 fingers on two hands. 2 plus 8 equals 10. August 2nd.
Oh, come on. You remember this. You had to keep it cool with Calvin Coolidge. Just after World War I, you had to keep it cool because of all the buildup from World War I. And there was a recession and no one was happy. Everyone had to cool down.
That's right. Keep going, Veronica. You got this. Oh, wait. Ugh, no thinking. No thinking. Veronica wouldn't want help. Veronica can do this on her own. Besides, how could I ever tell her that I made her cheat? Oh God, she would kill me. Okay, focus. Last sentence. And in closing, the Reagan administration's handling of the Cold War is what led to the scientific advancements we see today. Period.
All right, Mr. Whittington, I've finished. Here you go.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant. I should have the grades finished after the weekend. Let's hope you succeed where some of your peers have not.
How stupid are you? I know James is good at this, but he's done and you still don't understand half the test. How are you going to pass? There's no way you can tell your parents that the chess club dropped you because of a history class. Ah, why do we need to know this stuff anyways?
No, Veronica, you got this. There's still 10 minutes.
Wait, where'd her voice go? Veronica?
Oh, you idiot. You never try to listen to someone's thoughts from the other side of a brick wall. Duh.
Oh, I hope she does well. She knew a good amount of the answers. I do not know what she's talking about not understanding half the test. She got some of the answers right before I even figured it out. Wait, was I cheating?
No, I knew those answers. That was me.
Now to wait.
Yeesh, that was a nightmare. But it's over. Now to wait. We should know by Monday, and the championship's not until next Thursday.
You got this. You always work so hard. There's no way you didn't ace it. Now that school is out, the only thing we have to worry about is the chess tournament.
That may be all that you have to think about, my friend. But I have important matters at hand. I still need to get my tickets to the Flaming Phoenix Wings in Houston this summer. Tickets go on sale at midnight, and you better believe I'll have that app open on my phone, tablet, and computer trying to get a ticket.
I will never understand your compulsion for these random bands and trips, but I'm glad you have something to look forward to. As for me, I'm looking forward to being at the hobby shop more often and painting some new figures that came out last week. Plus, Lucy got a job at the movie theater this summer, so she'll just be right up the street from me.
Now is my chance.
Maybe we can see a movie sometime.
Yeah, I'd love that. I've not spent time with you and Lucy in ages.
Yeah, totally.
Not the three of us.
I guess it was over spring break when we all had free time, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm off. If I'm not home by 4:30 for my piano lesson, Mom is going to flip. See ya.
See ya.
You blew it. You had everything going for you. You just took a test together, clinched a spot in the state championships yesterday, the stars were aligned, and then wham!
James, no, this is not the end. You have all summer and you still have time to tell her how you feel. You just have to. Hey, Ma, I just got out of the test. Are you on your way? All right. Coming out now.
That went well. Veronica did better than I expected. I underestimated her ability to perform under pressure. And James has grown quite considerably. This little test proved that he can isolate his powers on one mind, at least when there are few distractions. I did not expect him to come this far so quickly. There is still the hurdle of his moral compass, but with time, that can be molded as well. And that was Don't Mind Me, Episode 1, Knight to Queen 3. Written by Kenny Hertling. Foley effects by Christian O'Neill. Directed and edited by Kenny Hertling. Starring Christian O'Neill as James Bryant, Rhonda Lemon as Veronica Sanchez, and Kenny Hertling as Mr. Whittington.